When the Pan American Exposition opened in 1901, Buffalo had it all. A brand new hydroelectric plant on the Niagara River fueled the foundries and the factories which manufactured the inventions of the Industrial Revolution. Just south of the city's downtown business district, the Father Baker Bridge rises over warehouses and grain elevators, relics of industry's bygone glory days. Here at the far end of the bridge, just across Buffalo's city line, is the most striking relic of all, the blackened superstructure of what was, in its time, the largest steel plant in the world. Lackawanna was once known as the Steel City of the Great Lakes. Today, it is a city of ghosts. Ghosts of the steel industry, ghosts of the people who moved away when their jobs died. And as NPR's Andrea De Leon reports, the ghost of a Catholic priest, long dead, but still a vital part of Lackawanna's present and the decaying city's prayers for the future.
Sunday morning, just before Mass, churchgoers stroll the dusty sidewalk of Ridge Road, Lackawanna's main street, past the aging storefronts of the Cherrystone Bar and Daisy's Cafe. They pull open the doors of the Our Lady of Victory, a gleaming white marble basilica complete with trumpeting angels rises from the remnants of Lackawanna's industrial grime. Heavy doors of Italian bronze open to pews of African mahogany. A towering statue of the Virgin Mary dominates the altar. For 75 years, worshippers have come to Our Lady of Victory to give thanks to God for his servant, Father Nelson Baker, the priest known as the Padre to the Poor, a man they pray will soon be made a saint. Baker was a businessman who came to the priesthood later in life and built a small church into a multi-million dollar charity.
We credit Father Baker for being the pioneer of direct mail fundraising.
Beth Donovan directs public relations for the Our Lady of Victory Homes of Charity and Baker Victory Services.
He wrote letters to the postmasters across the country asking for them to forward names of the good Catholic women in their towns. And they sent back names, and then Father Baker wrote these women directly saying, "Would you be willing to give 25 cents toward the poor orphan children?"
Father Baker's name became a household word in Western New York, sometimes an intimidating one.
You were always chastised by your parents or that. If you do that one more time, you're going to Father Baker's.
Daniel Key grew up in Lackawanna.
It was just that word, Father Baker, and I know many kids were taken physically by their parents and dropped off, and the parents would drive around the corner, and the kid would be crying there, "Oh, Mommy! Will you behave?" Yes.
On the streets of Lackawanna, you'd hardly know that Father Baker has been dead for more than 60 years. The charities he started are now the city's largest employer. His name adorns bridges and civic buildings. Key says residents of the blue-collar community are faithful to the parishes and neighborhoods of their youth.
I think it's a hard-working, hard-drinking, hard-praying town.
But any work isn't easy to find in Lackawanna. The Bethlehem Steel Mill that once employed 27,000 now has work for only 600 people. The fathers, uncles, brothers, and cousins, white, black, Yemeni, Puerto Rican, all got pink slips in 1983. Leonard Gushevitz peers past the faded bungalows and the low-slung public housing projects of the city's first ward. His old gray eyes lose their focus as he gazes toward the rusting chain-link fence that separates the people of Lackawanna from the contaminated remains of Bethlehem Steel and the shore of Lake Erie. It's easy for Gushevitz to turn back the clock.
You see smoke and you see buildings all over the length of that road, all loaded. You'd hear saws cutting steel. You could hear it going ringing all night. Whee! You had your dock, you had your boats come in, bring the ore, pile it up on the side. You had limestone coming in, you had raw ore coming in. Slag used to be dumped behind there. They made their own field in old land.
Is that Baker still here?
You tell him I met her. I wanted her room.
God bless my ward.
Here, here.
The ward of honey and money.
Toothless Freddie Mitreff, who boasts that he's the only millionaire in Lackawanna's first ward, holds court over stuffed cabbage and iced tea in a diner he owns on a weedy lot near the plant.
We have 91 cabins here, 87 grocery stores in the first ward, 5 theaters in the first ward. The only ward in the world was nothing better than the first ward of downtown Lackawanna.
Lackawanna's 31-year-old mayor, John Kuryak, was in sixth grade when the layoffs at Bethlehem Steel, Republic Steel, and other manufacturers began.
People leaving, friends and family, maybe not immediately, but maybe kids I went to grammar school with, started going to high school with, slowly but surely, families would move out. Just the neighborhood, in essence, would change. You could tell there's more homes up for sale. You'd go to functions, the crowds would be smaller. And as if you see over the years and years, I think our population went from just about 30. I think the latest census was around 18,000.
Bethlehem Steel still owns every inch of Lackawanna's 2.5-mile lakefront. There has been no public access since 1898. Much of the former steel plant is gone, but what remains is a massive, rickety erector set of soot. Railroad trains that once carried in the ingredients for steel now haul away slag. 100 acres of the site is being cleaned up for an industrial park. And perhaps a decade from now, the government promises the residents of Lackawanna will be able to see and use the city's lakefront. There's talk of a marina, fishing, swimming, perhaps golf, and a racetrack. But so far, the work goes on in sight only of a few heavy equipment operators and thousands of seagulls nesting at the foot of a mountain of slag. In Lackawanna, there's little talk of becoming a shorefront community after generations away from the lake. Instead, people are pinning their hopes on an even less certain possibility that Father Baker will be canonized and the parish he served will draw pilgrims and their money from all over the world. 2 years ago, when Baker's body was exhumed, it was discovered that his blood, which had been buried separately at the time of his death, was still liquid. Monsignor Robert Wirtz.
When this vault was opened, the hair on the back of my neck stood up because I never fully believed that I was going to see three vials that were completely liquefied and of the same condition they were in 1936 when taken from his body.
Wirtz is convinced that the Congregation of the Cause of Saints at the Vatican will see the blood as a miracle and propose the beatification of Father Nelson Baker. Beatification is one miracle shy of sainthood, and the progress so far is a source of intense local pride.
Oh, it's a big legacy towards Lackawanna. It's a big thing. People love it. They're going crazy over it. They can't get enough materials and Father Baker medals and everything.
Mike Waltz supervises the print shop at the Our Lady of Victory Homes of Charity. Waltz never met Father Baker, but he can't imagine life here without him.
It'd be a regular town, city, a regular city type. It wouldn't be anything big, you know.
Lackawanna isn't anything big to Abdul Noman, but it's home. Noman's the president of the Yemeni Soccer Club, a big deal locally. His house smells good, of exotic spices, not what you'd expect in Western New York. Noman's baby girl pounds the coffee table, where his wife has set a tray of icy colas.
It's hard to live Lackawanna. The expression, I express it to my wife, a lot of times she says, let's we move out. I said, I can't. It's my roots here. My people is here. I mean, the people in Lackawanna is very friendly, you know. I never have any problem with my neighbors. Everything is close to each other. It's a friendly town. Even we have nothing, but still there, feeling about it.
Noman is Muslim, not Catholic, but he'd like to see Father Baker perform the one more posthumous miracle that could elevate the priest to sainthood and help return Lackawanna to prosperity. For now, Lackawanna waits, waits and works and plays and prays, stuffing envelopes at the homes of charity, hoisting a glass at the Cherrystone Bar, and enjoying the small blessings of a new restaurant downtown, a soccer game, and a Sunday service. Andrea De Leon, NPR News, Lackawanna, New York.